The first things you'll notice inside this St. Bernard Recycling Center are that it's very loud and very big. The facility replaces the one that burned down last year and is designed with the goal of having room to grow. Judging by the tour with operations manager Brad Dunn, it's filling up fast.
When we're running the recycling, I kind of think of it like we're peeling an onion. We're taking one component, we're pulling off a layer of it at a time.
And there are many layers. Trash, glass, newspapers, steel cans, plastic, and cartons. Through a series of steps involving conveyor belts, optical scanners, and people, the job gets done with a kind of command center in the middle. Dunn points out this is one of the few quiet places.
Now just wait for it. Wait for it. Here it comes. There you go. Drop a 40 dB in this production office. We got Mike Stockmeyer up here running the system for us, the first shift supervisor, doing a good job for us. He can basically look at every single conveyor in the system, make any adjustments he needs to.
Since Rumpke only sorts and doesn't recycle, it has already started to market its recyclables. Somebody from a Tennessee paper mill recently visited.
He was amazed with the operation. He says, you know, it's one of the largest and fastest in the country. And when he saw the quad of the newspaper off of it, he just shook my hand and said, this is what we're looking for.
He was looking at the big stacks of pure newspaper ready to recycle without all the plastic and glass. Newspaper and cardboard are Rumpke's biggest commodity. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.